One historian has said, you know, Trump must have slipped a drug into the city, you know, water or food. Because the idea that normal, law-abiding Americans could be going about their daily business and get sucked into the mob seems a little inconceivable, doesn't it? And maybe he's right. No one knows for sure. But regardless, in this period, the American people are beginning to devour their own. There's been a lot written about this. I mean, long rundowns about how they go from eating Democratic members of Congress to eating their dead, digging them up in the graveyard and eating them, eating their stillborn children, killing their live children and eating them. I mean, think of an army composed of Republican zombies, if you will. Perhaps millions. Almost a machine eating everything that was important to the Democratic Party in the world. And yet, if you look at the Democratic Party now, even though they are meeting in secret, the true believers don't care. They're acting as though it would all be okay. They're going to try to figure out a way to avoid death until the national election, because they still are attached to the democratic process. They're saying, okay, fine. He may speak the language of Middle America and, you know, the West and Idaho and all these places that appeal, you know, to the kinds of values that they throw out there. And yet at the same time, it's becoming much more of a bloody business. And if you do your research, you can see that not being tortured or killed by a gunman is more and more important to American voters. And they say, if you wanted to win an election, it's not about how many people you kill. Sometimes it's about this change in demographics, you know, over the last 10 or so years. That really hurts his chances once he comes to the general election. So they're saying that Trump would probably not win, you know, the general election. And the very first vote we get on any of this stuff, we're going to get the Republicans to stop eating people, okay? So it didn't make a big difference to the Democratic Party.